The richest tyranny on earth, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The man in charge controls a $2 trillion pot of gold. He's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS for short.
Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
He's Prince Radical, the bringer of fancy new liberal policies.
Mohammed is very young. The way he acts like a teenager would act.
He's impulsive. He's a psychopath, he's narcissistic, and he's also suffering from grandiosity.
And there's another problem. He's ruthless, and a ton of evidence says he may be an accessory to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
We have strong evidence that it was a planned operation, not an accidental death.
At 33, MBS is the youngest Saudi ruler for decades. But before he attained power, there were flickers that caused unease.
He appears to be average intelligence. He appears to be normal in terms of standard communication. But I think he's got some inborn problems magnified by the circumstances he was brought up with, being spoiled, absolutely spoiled boy.
Dr. Saad Al-Faghi is strongly critical of the regime. For Riyadh, he is a dangerous Islamist, but he says such talk is an attempt to discredit him and shares a story that is whispered about the Crown Prince back in Saudi Arabia.
When he was a teenager, he was interested in a very expensive real estate in Riyadh, and he just confiscated that. And the judge was planning to confirm the old ownership and cancel the prince's fabricated ownership. When he knew that, he sent a letter, an envelope, with two bullets as a message that if you do any of that, if you don't confirm that I am the owner, these two bullets will be in your head.
So MBS got a new nickname.
He is called Abu Rasasa. Abu Rasasa means the father of the bullet.
It's the thinness of MBS's skin for free speech away from the country that has shocked many Saudis in exile.